Hello? Hello, Brandon?
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure if maybe you were just hanging up the other call and mine didn't go through. Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I understand they were trying to transfer the call and it didn't go through.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm in the cancellation department, and thank you for calling me back. I understand that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
So I didn't want to do it anymore. Just because I was reading some reviews and it just didn't convince me anymore about it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So I need to give you some options. Number one, thank you for relaying that to me, because if I read some of the reviews about our company, I would be scared too. But I want to kind of explain to you the overall picture, which is we've been in business since 2004, so we're pioneers in this industry. We're one of the very few companies that has earned a premier partnership with Google, which is an elite status. Over 19 years as a corporation, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And I tell you that because if you go to our Better Business Bureau, I think there's about, 6 negative complaints filed against us in 19 years as a corporation, which is a drop in the bucket. But the reason we maintain an A-plus rating is because anybody that's ever filed anything about Local Splash, it's all been resolved. So there isn't one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that Local Splash did not fulfill what we promised them. In addition to that, we have a 4.2 star rating on Google with over 800 perfect 5-star reviews. So, you know, overall, you know, most people are so happy with the service. For the ones that aren't, they're probably just a bogus company or a competitor trying to go online and write something bad about us in efforts to make us look bad, because our reputation is impeccable. What was it specifically that you read that kind of scared you, if you remember?
I mean, it's not that, it was like half of the reviews were just about how great you were in customer service, but I only found like 1 to 3 reviews of saying that they had a result, you know. But it was like in like 3 reviews in every 10 reviews, you know. So, and the other ones we're just talking about how great service you have in customer service, and because that's why another half was saying, it was saying that it didn't work out, or that they didn't even have one single lead in months. So, yeah.
So you have to understand that anybody can go online and write anything about a company. That doesn't mean that they've ever actually worked with us, right? And that's why I told you about our upstanding reputation and our premier partnership with Google, because if this was true, those people would go to our Better Business Bureau and file a legitimate complaint against us, right? I worked with Local Splash. I was with them for several months. I never received one lead. They would make an official complaint against us. And in 19 years as a corporation, that's only happened 6 times. So that's a drop in the bucket compared to 48,000 active clients. Anybody else that writes something out there, unless they're going to file a complaint, that probably means they don't even have an account with us. So, and that's what I'm saying. They could be a competing company going online trying to say stuff to make us look bad and has never even worked with us. And there's no way that the reviews that you read could have been like one good review out of every 3 bad ones, because if that were the case, we wouldn't be maintaining a 4.2 star average out of 5 stars. We would have like a 1.2 star rating, right? So most of our reviews, over 800, are 5-star reviews. And then there's these little one-offs here and there. And when we look them up, we can't even see that they have an account with us. So, you know, that's all that I'm saying. Now, as far as your situation, I want to let you know that in the voice verification recording and in the terms and conditions, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. We've already submitted you to some of the popular online directories, so even though you've missed your client interview on a couple of different attempts, there's still been a lot of legwork taking place behind the scenes. So what I'm thinking is if you want to cancel, I'll absolutely do it now because I want to respect you and, you know, make you happy. But what I'm also thinking is since you already paid, I could also give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that,
What do you mean it's non-refundable?
It's non-refundable. So when we bring a client on board and we close off the category and secure the position, we only work with one business per category per area. Right. So you signed up on the 12th and then you didn't notify us until the 17th that you wanted to cancel, which was 5 days later. So at that point, we already had been working on a lot of the directory submissions and programmings in order to start getting you on the first page. And then every time we called, you had, you know, tried to reschedule the client interview or, you know, it was missed. So, you know, what I would recommend is, like I said, if you want to cancel, we can. But if, you know, since you already paid, I mean, why not take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for? And then I would even put an extra 2 weeks on the back end. And with that extra 2 weeks, you're paid in full all the way until July 26th. So keep in mind, I mean, come July 26th.
Wait,
if you
so
wanted,
to the person I talked to that day, he told me that I could cancel and I have to get the refund if I let him know 3 days before the next bill, and it hasn't even been a month, so.
Yes, so what that is.
And
I didn't even sign
the contract or whatever that was.
Yeah, that's why we do the voice verification recording, because what that states is you're agreeing to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th, and in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So that's referring to the July 12th payment. You'd have to call us 3 business days prior to that. The initial investment is a non-refundable amount because we do the content creation and we do the programming and we start the ball rolling immediately, so to speak. So, and I do see, I mean, your company, I was looking at Dyron's Lawn Care LLC a little earlier when I called you. You do have a fairly weak internet presence, and I also noticed that Mario, when he signed you up, he gave you a free Facebook page, he gave you a free website. So let's say that you would have called us and all you wanted was a website. You didn't want any of the other programming or first page placement or anything. We charge $2,500 up front for the websites plus $49 monthly for the hosting. And he didn't charge you any of that. He put the site in here for free at no cost. So, you know, worst case scenario is, you know, let's say that you feel comfortable enough to try it with that 2 weeks on the back end. Then what happens is, you know, by then you're going to have plenty of time to get your phone ringing and recoup some of that investment and see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And that way you can base your decision on actual results rather on things that you read online that may or may not be true. You know what I mean? Because I can tell you I've been with this company. It'll be 13 years next month. And the only reason I've stuck with this company so long is I've seen this change the lives of business owners. It's been such an impact positively on businesses out there, because 9 out of 10 consumers, when they conduct a search online, they will hire off the first page. So it's 87%, and you'll be up there front and center on a spotlight position where you'll be able to capture that.
All right, so can I get the recorded call that that I did on the 12th then?
Yeah, let me.
That I could ask for it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let me ask for that. I will ask for that through the QA department, and then once I get it, I will review it, and then I'll be getting back to you. So let me do that at least. And then when they send you the terms and conditions, just to let you know, what they're doing is they're asking you to acknowledge it with your e-signature to grandfather in the pricing that they gave you, but it has nothing to do with the actual terms. So, for instance, the package that you have on our website, it's the Platinum package. It sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So Mario didn't charge you any of that. He just charged you $249 month to month with no setup fee. So typically, you know, people want to go in and acknowledge it with their e-signature as quickly as they can, because once you do that, it grandfathers you into the rate where it never goes up. If you don't acknowledge it with your e-signature, you could still participate, but it's just that as, you know, economy changes and rates go up, then your potentially rate would go up too, right? So that's all that does is, you know, when you get discounted pricing, they kind of, you know, ask that. But I wanted to, let me just see here. Yeah, I was just looking. That email was sent to you on the 12th when you signed up. If you want to review it, you can. But it does say in the bottom that the amount that you paid is a non-refundable amount too. But I'll pull the voice recording.
But, they never told me that it was non-refundable, so.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, it is stated in the terms, but I'll get the voice recording for you, and then I'll get back to you shortly, okay?
All right.
All right. Yeah, no problem, Brandon. So stand by. I'll get to you before the end of the day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.